English is now a global language, so it's no surprise that some universities abroad are teaching English, are teaching classes in English. You can get a degree in mechanical engineering in English at a university in Shanghai. You can study economics at a university in Milan in English. Good for Italians hoping to improve their English and foreigners hoping to study in Italy. But now France's Minister for Higher Education is pushing schools to teach some classes in English, and not everyone is on board. The BBC's Emma Jane Kirby reports from Reims.
Reims is a city brimming with heritage. Almost all of France's kings were crowned here. But it's also a city that some might accuse of brimming with heretics, because it's home to Sciences Po, the Grande École, a competitive university, which teaches its students in English. Between themselves, Combe and Lila still speak French, but at university they've ditched their native tongue and follow all their lectures in English.
Staying in France speaking only French, I know that I would be very limited in my my career, and I will have much fewer opportunities. The new world language is English, and we have to adapt to it.
I really wanted to become bilingual because I think it's really important for the world we're going to live in. When I compare my experience to the other students that study only in French, that it will be really easier for me to get job or internships abroad, I think it's really an advantage.
Well, I'm just reading some of the newspaper articles about this project, and as you can imagine, it's a pretty emotive subject. Some of the academics here writing in say it's sabotage, it's insulting the French language. One even says it's a cancerous project. But of course, this proposal goes so much deeper than just giving a few lessons in English. It touches, says Higher Education Minister Geneviève Fierrazzo, on social mobility, employability and equality.
What we call in France Grandes Écoles, and I have been practicing it for years and years, without any member of the French Parliament talking about it. But it was against the law. In fact, it was illegal. So now, when I want to enlarge it for universities where usually students come from lower or middle classes rather than upper classes, well, everyone is scandalized. I'm a socialist. I'm for an equal access to knowledge and to an international culture for any students.
Well, I've now come to the French Parliament, the Assemblée Nationale in Paris, to find Conservative MP Jacques Millard, who, despite speaking several languages himself, is adamant that in France, it should be French that's spoken.
By teaching in other language as French, we are narrowing our influence, we are not defending our interest. And I think that English is going to decline in the coming years because Chinese is coming up, Spanish is coming up, Arabic is coming up, and even French with Africa is coming up.
So you should firmly handle the bottle of champagne.
The proposal is welcomed, however, by business leaders. Bruno Payard is the director of Payard Champagne.
Voilà. It's a demand that is very common among the world of business, and one cannot say that this government is very business-friendly. We at Maison Bruno Payard, we export about 75% of the production of our Maison. So obviously, if you want to go and convince people to buy your champagne, you better talk their language, of course, in a business like ours.
You are welcome to invest in France.
The former president, Nicolas Sarkozy, was not really an English speaker, but he did have a head for business. Higher Education Minister Geneviève Fierrazzo hopes her proposal would attract students from the Asian tiger economies.
We want to welcome more and more students coming, for instance, from Korea, from India. When we meet them abroad, they tell us, we love your country, your culture, your food, well, everything, but you're teaching only in French and it's too difficult for us.
The higher education minister has faced a backlash in her own socialist party over the proposal. But with youth unemployment soaring here, she says it's time for France to face the reality that speaking fluent English opens doors.
The BBC's Emma Jean Kirby reminds me of an interview I did with someone whose job it was in the French government to decide which English words could be spoken by the government. Times change. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.